I used to live in an area of Montana swimming in dinosaur bones. Just outside my town, paleontologists first discovered the infamous Velociraptor of the Jurassic Park films, an area where with your bare hands, you could brush the dust off femur bones longer than I am tall. And I say swimming, because wherever you found this rock face speckled with skeletal remains, your feet trod a wobbly cobblestone path made of, no exaggeration, thousands of petrified squid heads. All conclusive proof of life which once was, but is no more. The stuff movies are made of, which wouldn't be so bad a thing if it weren't for how man's mental effort to bring fossils back to life tries to rewrite your history into a fantastic world which existed billions of years ago when no rock is more than 6,000 years old. A prehistoric landscape where man had yet to evolve when from the beginning, man was given dominion over every living creature, dinosaurs included. That whatever man can figure out by studying bones is to be trusted more than anything the Bible has to say. The dinosaurs aren't the problem, but the imagination of man, which concocts all these fables and more, from a set of fossils buried deep within the fallen human heart. Spiritual artifacts of the life we once had, but is no more. A knowledge, moral compass, and creative ability, which, though they still make you distinct from the animals, each now falls fatally short of the original strength and power. A knowledge of creation you can chase your whole life through and attain nothing close to what Adam knew about each creature he named upon first sight. A conscience so warped, it takes shockingly little effort to explain your actions in a way that you never come out being so wrong. A creative ability the sinner wakes up each day to put to use, first serving myself. All of which makes for a heart of stone, from which flows a wild collection of dead works we leave scattered in our wake. Just like fossils in the dirt that you can dig up and know that dinosaurs once roamed the earth, these spiritual fossils, once teeming with life, now petrified in sin, corroborate with terrifying accuracy the Bible's account of the righteousness once yours, now lost in full. I don't live in Montana anymore, but outside my current hometown still lies a cemetery, which is all the proof anyone needs to know that someday you too will leave your bones behind. Try and explain yourself, your origins, and your God based on remains like these, you can only imagine some misleading fable, as did all those men who once walked among dinosaurs, only to end up swimming with them and all that squid when the flood came and took them all away. But the good news is that the maker of heaven and earth, he really can make fossils come back to life. And he does through Jesus, who came to redeem this sad sack of bones by taking on himself a human frame just like yours. the Son of God, who left in his wake little Easter eggs of his power over death wherever he roamed the earth. When Jesus comforted a father petrified in grief, this child is not dead, but sleeping. Woke a widow's son up out of stone-cold death, I say unto thee, arise. And called his friend Lazarus's dead bones to come out of a literal rock cave. That last one gave Jesus near Jurassic Park movie star fame. Such that when those who favored their fables to anything Jesus had to say demand he silence the crowd which shouts Hosanna, all Jesus can say is, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. So they choose to try and make Jesus a matter of the past by sending him to a cross, where Jesus bore the full weight of mankind's heart of stone up until his own body hardened in rigor mortis. And the God-man, who keeps all his bones, became a perfectly preserved specimen of righteousness, sealed away in a rock-hewn tomb. But somewhere, sometime, in the dark of both the night and that grave, the Spirit who hovered over the first day of creation descends back upon his lifeless bones. And Jesus' heart begins to beat again. His lungs fill back up with air. His hands, once clenched in death, soften their grasp. And his previously rigid corpse eases and stretches out to stand back up and pass right through the stone. All in order to rewrite your history through the forgiveness of all your sins and redirect your eternal end to resurrection glory with him. Now, to make literal fossils come back to life, that's almost the easy part. God could raise petrified squid heads to be his children if he wanted. The greater miracle of grace is that he chose you, that though you were dead as a rock in sin and trespasses, he makes you alive through this gospel word. I will take away the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh, making those old fossils deep within you beat with new life through faith in the one who died and rose again for you. That with your knowledge renewed after the image of him that created us all, you might begin to interpret everything you discover out and about in creation the way God says it is in his word. Have your conscience reformatted from mere burden into guide to holy living, and put all your creative abilities to wholesome kingdom use, waking up each day seeking new ways to love and serve one another in Jesus' precious name. As the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead and now dwells in you assembles us, now living fossils together, into the glorious body of his church. No mere museum exhibit for the community to come gawk at. A walking, breathing witness sent forth to proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Up until that great and glorious final day, when every fossil of man will be excavated from the dirt of death to rattle, shake, and stand, when the Spirit will give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life. O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. So whenever you find yourself petrified at what you may have done or not, or maybe your body's just getting a little stiff, turn to the God who can bring fossils back to life and discover that a precious soul like yours is one he could never let go from his collection. We sing hymn 369, verses 1, 3, 4, and 6. After the hymn, please remain for announcement. Hymn 369, verses 1, 3, 4, and 6.
God's in